Welcome back to the Spirit of the West. What to do with a horse that really doesn't want to be caught? Well, I'll try and help on the Urban Saddles and Western Wear horse training file coming right up.
Apologies for this interruption, but we have some breaking news.
We still have a few spots available on the 2026 Spirit of the West Cruise, a once-in-a-lifetime bucket list journey aboard Oceana's beautiful new ship, the Vista. February 16th, our group flies to Lima, Peru, then visits exotic Machu Picchu, and you'll spend the next 20 days cruising and exploring some of the most exotic ports ever, and you don't have to walk or climb mountains. We've lined up trains and planes and ground transportation for anyone with mobility issues. Every cabin has a balcony, drinks, gratuity, and Wi-Fi all included, and specialty dining restaurants at no extra charge. Our allotment of cabins is almost full, but if you act fast, we might still be able to get you on board. See the cruise page at q-mcclellan.com and call 1-800-530-0131.
Now it's time for the Horse Training File, brought to you by Irvine Tack and Western Wear, Canada's largest Western store.
Wrangle up the latest Western wear for rodeo season from Irvine Tack and Western Wear. Before the bulls and broncs get to it, suit up in the names you know for comfort and style. Over 150,000 square feet of selection with new stock arriving daily. And when the action's done and there's boot scooting fun, Irvine Boot Ranch has the perfect pair in stock and ready for stomping the night away. Irvine Tack and Western Wear, exit 305 off Highway 2 by Crossview.
The world's greatest Western store.
Here's an email we just got. Hi, Hugh. I have a young horse who, before we got her, was pretty badly abused, and I seem to be getting nowhere with her. And she's okay as soon as you get a hold of her, but getting a hold of her is the problem. If you have any advice for me, I'd greatly appreciate it. I have run out of ideas. Okay, sincerely, Samantha. Well, hi, Samantha. It's hard to give you a complete answer on what could be a fairly complex issue, but I'll give it a shot. Obviously, you can't make much progress with a horse until you can catch her. Horses are very good at learning all kinds of ways to avoid being caught, and we have to be better than they are. It starts with having them understand that letting us catch them is a good thing, and getting them to want to be caught. How you do this, and how long it takes, really varies a lot depending on how determined the horse is not to be caught. It could take an hour, or it could take several weeks. In most cases, being too aggressive just makes it worse. If you have a good understanding of how a horse relates to your body position and timing, you can begin to change his avoidance to curiosity. For example, instead of trying to walk right up to the horse, you can just have her look at you with both eyes from a distance. Soon as she does that, turn and walk away a few steps rather than advance it. And that can start the change. Eventually, if you can have the horse stand while you just walk up and touch her gently on the face and then turn and walk away, if you time it right, the horse will realize that each time you approach her, you're not going to catch her. Your next goal could be to have her take a step or two towards you when you walk away. If you put the pieces together properly, eventually she'll look forward to your gentle touch on her face. Then you can work on gently touching her on the neck, and if she accepts that, don't ask for more at that point. And then maybe over a period of time, have a halter with you, but don't worry about putting it on until you can gently rub each side of her neck with the shank. Once she accepts that willingly, it's usually not a big step to put the halter on her. But once you get it on, just take it off again and give her a gentle rub and walk away. It can be a long process with a resistant horse, and patience is really important. The good thing is that if you can take the time it takes, you'll get better at reading your horse, and your horse will start looking at you as a trusted leader instead of somebody she wants to get away from. Good luck. And for Irvine Saddles and Western Wear, that's the horse training file. Something that we are sure happy with is the results we get from Hoffman's Horse Ration. We feed it every day, and you can find out what's in it and why it works so well at Hoffman's Horse Products. The way the Canada Revenue Agency deals with ranchers and farmers has changed a lot in the last few years, and the financial decisions we make today can have a long-lasting impact on our bottom line far into the future. It really helps to have a trusted professional who really understands your situation to guide you with all your accounting requirements and your tax preparation. Having an accountant who knows the difference between a Hereford and a heifer, what a slick and backgrounding are, and that Alfalfa and Timothy are not just names from a storybook really helps. Kathy McMillan of PMT Chartered Professional Accountants understands the intricacies of specialized programs like AgriStability and AgriInvest. She understands the demands on your time and can help you spend more time doing your job and less time dealing with endless piles of paperwork. See PMTAccountants.com or call toll-free 877-383-8081. The land, it can be beautiful in its own way, but it can be harsh, cold, blistering hot, windy, battered by storms, hail, snow, thunder and lightning, and even folks who've spent their entire working lives with this environment sometimes question their choice, as Debbie and Marilyn said to Mark and Kathy.
Well, make you wonder why anybody settled there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like I keep thinking, I keep thinking, why did they ever move down to this part of the country?
Well, it was free.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was free.
And good grass, too.
Lots of grass and good grass. Ours is so short.
Yeah.
But I think that's why Herefords do well, too, on short grass.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what Bob Balog says when you take him to the feedlot.
Yeah.
Said it's the short grass. Somehow it has a lot of nutrients in it.
Yeah.
Like, I think even, like, your grass compared to our grass is different. Even.
Oh, yeah. Ours is very short.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they...
Just different soil types?
Yeah.
Like, where we're at, we're quite high. Where we're at, but my husband knew all the details, how high we were, but we are quite high up.
Do you know the elevation, Debbie?
No, I don't. Do you know what yours is?
We were 3,700 feet at our ranch.
I think we're actually higher than that.
Calvary was 3,200.
Yeah.
From
what I remember.
Well, Cypress Hills is higher than Bounce train station.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Give me a name.
I remember Bob always saying that. So whatever Cypress Hills is higher than Bounce train station.
So just ask Google what the elevation is of Debbie's property.
Minnieberry's.
Google knows everything.
And that's where Darcy's feeding the calves right now. Yeah. I mean, they could have just walked off.
So Minnieberry's is 3,000.
Okay.
Almost 3,100.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that's about what we were.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
about the same as Calgary.
Pretty high, yeah.
Yeah.
We saw a cartoon just the other day, probably on Facebook or somewhere, that was two cows standing talking to each other. One more snowfall like that, and we'll be able to walk over the fences.
Yeah. We've had some doozy spring snowstorms, and you love them, but you hate them too, eh? I mean, they're awful for calving, but the moisture that's in them is unreal.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Yeah. See, we had one time before Darcy was back at home with us, and it was in May. Oh, we had two snowstorms. It was right at the, I think it was in, 10. Because I remember we had one the very beginning of May, like a few days into May. And it melted, and Brenda said to me, she heard we were supposed to get another one. And did we get it? It was awful.
You just did a perfect intro for Hugh to be able to play a song by Ellen Christie.
Okay.
Called Alberta May.
What's with the spring up here in Alberta? The weather don't know what to do. I'm just sitting here drinking coffee, trying to keep my mind. Alberta May, make up your mind. It's either cold as hell or warm sunshine. It's been a long, hard winter, take the chill away, Alberta May. Right now I think I must be dreaming. There's snow falling down in May. I've got a lot of things I should be doing. I'd call you, but I don't know what to say. Alberta May, make up your mind. It's either cold as hell or warm sunshine. It's been a long, hard winter, but you can take the chill away, Alberta May. Now ever since you've been gone, there's been a cold front right in that ocean. Be blowing if you just come back again. Alberta May, make up your mind. It's either cold as hell or warm sunshine. It's been a long, hard winter, but you can take the chill away. Alberta May, make up your mind. It's either cold as hell or warm sunshine. Long, hard winter, you could take the chill away, Alberta May.
Well, in case you're wondering, our place, the McLennan Ranch, sits at 3,100 feet above sea level, very same as Many Berries, Alberta. And coming up is a classic Song of the West and the Cowboy Poetry Spotlight, When the Spirit of the West continues right after this.